rosy picture. These are the non-invasive cancers, and again you'll see new guidelines here with minimum standards of 85% and a target of 90%, and here we've got 49 units that are lower than the 85% minimum standard and 74 under the 90% target. I might just pick on Matthew, who's sitting on the front row here, since I know he's been instrumental in trying to get this difference between the standards for the invasive and the non-invasive pushed through. Do you have anything to say, Matthew? I didn't ask you about that. But,
well, I don't think we don't really know the answer. Having got the data and demonstrated there's a much wider variation than we previously thought, we need to do what we've always done in audit in the past. We need to drill down. We'll look at the top, over perhaps take 2 or 3 years worth of data, look at those units in the top or the upper 25th centile or upper 20th centile, see what they're doing. I think we need to clearly look at those in the bottom 20th centile, look and find out what they're doing. My guess is that if you look at the literature, it's an issue, because these are clearly all, presumably, the vast majority is a microcalcification. We need to look at what kit people have got. The literature suggests that if you use VAB, it's better than using 14 gauge. If you do loads and loads and loads of cores using VAB, it's better than a few cores using VAB. It's just rather a shame the British data on the limited evidence I've got doesn't necessarily show that. I have to say I've just reviewed a paper that suggests we shouldn't be doing as many as 12 cores, but you know there are papers out there that suggest that you can almost reduce your understaging rate, which is probably the next slide, to virtually zero if you do 97 cores. If you're doing 97 cores with an 11 gauge, you might as well do a wide local excision, I think. And surprise, surprise, that causes post-op scarring, which a year later needs another core to decide whether it's scarring or recurrence. So there are limits to one's enthusiasm. I think we really need to try and drill this down, because we know from the data we've shown elsewhere and just published in European Radiology that these women who don't have a non-operative diagnosis have a very much higher reoperation rate. So these are women, I hate to use the word failing, but who we're not providing the best possible care to.
In addition to the number of cores taken and the use of increasing use of vacuum biopsy, one of the issues that has been raised for possible differences is the number of attempts at biopsy and how many times you'll recall a woman for assessment. So we've got a question for you here. How many attempts should be made to obtain a non-operative diagnosis